It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. New Mexico lawmakers are meeting today at noon for a special session to find common ground on legalizing recreational marijuana in the state. State lawmakers are working on two bills that aim to create regulations on the cannabis industry and address social justice concerns. Supporters say cannabis tax revenue can provide a new source of reliable funding for the state. Lawmakers are also expected to address the Local Economic Development Act in the special session as well. A sweeping Republican voting bill is making its way through the GOP-controlled Texas legislature. Fred Martino reports.
Senate Bill 7 is advancing after hours of testimony, mostly opposing the legislation. Among those criticizing the measure is former El Paso Congressman and Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke.
This bill makes voting harder. It is unjust. It is undemocratic with a small d, and I hope that you will oppose it.
SB 7 would limit early voting hours, prevent local election officials from encouraging people to fill out mail-in voting applications, and ban drive-through voting. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
On the Tuesday Health Watch, colon cancer. Studies in 2019 and last year found Hispanic adults are more likely to be diagnosed in later stages than white adults. KERA's Sam Baker talked about this with Dr. Roberto Rodriguez, a colorectal surgery specialist in Dallas.
I think the number one contributing factor is they're ashamed of seeking advice for changing bowel habits or for any type of symptoms. And I think there's some degree of social stigma of being checked by a colorectal surgeon, and they just put up with symptoms until it gets to a point that is unbearable, and unfortunately by then it's too late. Number two, some limitation on resources. They may not have insurance or the resources to get a colonoscopy, see the doctor, and that may be another contributing factor.
The study itself suggested improving access to care among Latinos would be a major step in improving the situation.
I think access to care is readily available. It's just making sure that people are aware that they can get care. Again, we go back to social upbringing and cultural idiosyncrasies that may be contributing to that. And we just need to make them aware that care is available and access is readily available too.
So then tell me, I would imagine in terms of getting information then to Latinos, maybe interviews like this are a start. So later stages of colorectal cancer, is being diagnosed at that stage a death sign, or can you be treated and live on even at that stage?
Yes, a lot of advances have been made lately with chemotherapy agents. Nowadays, they're better tolerated. We see better responses to chemotherapy, advances in surgical technology also allows them to have their care, their surgery, recover quicker. So it's not necessarily a death sentence immediately like it used to be years ago. I have patients with advanced stages that can live for many years, 5 years, even with those advanced stages. The one thing that you have to consider with advanced stages is also the biology of the tumor. There are some tumors that are more aggressive than others. And obviously, those that are more aggressive, then the life expectancy would be shorter. But in general, the most common colon cancers are sort of in the middle of the road, and survivals, even in advanced stages, can be for years with appropriate treatment.
What else do you suppose could improve screening rates for colon cancer?
Probably the number one is education. The patient's understanding that stool tests are relatively simple and colonoscopies are very safe. Also, the understanding that you can prevent cancer if you remove premalignant polyps. And colon cancer is potentially curable if you catch it on an early stage.
If education is important, though, just as you say, there's a stigma about undergoing colonoscopies. Would it help if Latinos who have undergone colonoscopies simply talk more to others about having gone through that process?
The best advocates of prevention are my own patients. It's not uncommon that young individuals that have colon cancer, they immediately start telling their friends and family, and it's not unusual for them to come and see me because a friend that I had taken care of in the past recommended that. So most definitely the best advocates would be colon cancer survivors.
Dr. Rodriguez, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much.